Nolte, WAPO's David Nakamura deletes bizarre post IDing Trump's lead Secret Service agent, just because. By John Nolte on March 11, 2020. The far-left Washington Post's David Nakamura used his verified Twitter account Tuesday to identify President Trump's lead Secret Service agent. Nakamura, who identifies as a journalist, published a tweet late Tuesday morning, a screen grab from MSNBC, that showed the president on Capitol Hill, where he was meeting with congressional leaders to discuss a number of ideas meant to protect the economy from the coronavirus fallout. For some malevolent reason he has yet to explain. His explanation keeps changing. Nakamura circled the face of a man he identified as Trump's lead Secret Service agent and tweeted it out. Trump has arrived on the Hill for the Senate GOP lunch to talk over ideas to bolster economy in face of coronavirus fears. I circled Trump's lead Secret Service agent, just because, the tweet read. After he was blistered for doing something so obviously reckless, Nakamura deleted the tweet, but here's a screenshot. Breitbart News has obscured the face of the agent so we don't contribute to identifying him. Nakamura's first reason for revealing the identity of a Secret Service agent was, as you read above, a snarky just because. After he deleted the tweet, Nakamura tweeted out a second explanation. I see there are questions about why I circled him, he wrote. No reason other than just to identify someone people might not recognize, and also I wrote this today about service role and safeguarding POTUS in face of virus risk. For obvious reasons, this explanation was met with derision and accusations of racism. Har har, look at the Chinese Secret Service agent escorting the president to a meeting about, wait for it, coronavirus. Get it? Chinese guy. Get it? Coronavirus. Wipe sighs, laughs hysterically. 'Cause the virus started in China and Trump has a Chinese guy protecting him and... Yeah, that's funny, and I'm Japanese and part of the Washington Post's anti-Trump hashtag resistance. So it's okay for me to joke like this, and let's not forget that anyone who protects Trump is a white supremacist. Even if he's Chinese and stuff, so here's a good look at a white supremacist. Who knows what this moron was thinking? Anyway. After that explanation blew up in his left-wing face, Nakamura deleted that tweet and tried again. I deleted an earlier tweet about the Secret Service, he tweeted. I wrote today about the agency's role in dealing with the threat of coronavirus, so I was interested in its tactics but should not have singled out its personnel. My apologies. Why would any responsible person publicize the identity of Trump's lead Secret Service agent? The whole idea of the Secret Service is the secrecy required to protect the one man who represents the will, ideals, hopes, and future of the American people. That secrecy is part of what shields the president. The media, at least until now, have protected the identity of Secret Service agents, going so far as to try and crop them out of photos, when possible. Need I even explain that if you are someone looking to harm the president, how helpful it is to know exactly who is protecting the president? In one thoughtless, mean-spirited tweet, a Washington Post staffer not only gave a potential assassin an advantage, this so-called reporter put a target on the back of this agent. What we have here is one more piece of proof that the very same media that has a national tantrum every time Trump violates what the media considers a cherished norm, is the same media so filled with rage and hate. They're running around violating all the norms that actually matter. Forget about all those norms outlets like the Post have violated in their ongoing campaign to try and to destroy Trump. The reliance on unnamed sources the media know are lying, etc. Look at all the times the media have behaved in a way that put the president and his supporters in danger. Just don't call the media the enemy of the people, though. Because that would be wrong. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.